The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep. I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go.
What's going on, peeps? This is your man, Big B. Welcome to another edition of the In Deep Show. Where you at, my peoples? New Mexico, where you at? Russia, where you at? Stand up.
Brazil.
Philly, where you at? Stafford, Virginia, stand up.
Switzerland.
The mean streets of ARL, talk to me. Guys haven't been able to guess by now. I do not do this show alone. I got my compadres with me, my compadres, my comrades, my Ace Boon Coons. I got the doctor.
Yeah, he did. But he said Ace Boon. You know, so, you know, the fact that we're Coons, but we're Ace Boon. Okay. So, you know, that's
different.
Oh, you know what? That's like house niggas. Oh, as opposed to being in the field,
right,
I guess.
Mayer.
I don't.
Huh? I said, all right, Bill Mayer.
Y'all won't let this.
Uh-oh.
Won't let it go. I didn't say Mayer. Didn't I say Maurer?
And it's at this time, I like everyone to stand to their feet, remove their hats, put their hands over their heart, and all hail the queen.
Hey. Sorry, Doc.
It's all good.
Didn't mean to.
You
wanna
keep
I didn't
it
know
moving.
He was
going. Yeah.
My bad.
He wants to see the game tonight.
Right.
How y'all doing?
Hey, yo.
Hey, hey.
What's up?
Let's keep moving.
How's everybody's week? Everybody good?
Yeah.
Everybody popping?
Thank good.
I had some shit pop off this week. This has been.
Week?
It's been a week since we recorded.
Break it down.
No. Oh.
Really? It's been a week, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Actually, it's been a little bit more than a week.
Yeah, how about that? Jeez. A week and a couple days.
3 day pass, but yeah.
What?
You know, I had some shit pop off. This, okay. Just some stay tuned ass shit, uh-oh. But.
All right.
You know, I'm filling the blanks is shit. My shit's like 50.
So you're not going to tell
shit
us?
Pop off.
You're not gonna,
all right now. Okay.
You're going to pull a 45 on us and just. Say you'll find out after the break.
I'm saying, man.
You'll go get that big ass rifle.
Okay.
But yeah, shit's been jumping. This week has been productive. This week's been jumping. This week has been eye opening.
Okay.
Did I say productive?
Yeah.
I feel like you did.
It's been in a lot of ways lucrative.
Ooh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. I got A. My health is a lot better. I was really fucked up the last couple weeks, month. Mm. Really feeling good.
Right. So yeah,
shit's been good. And we got a lot of shit to bring to the listeners today.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what the hell's going on in the diagnosis, but you know what the diagnosis is.
Oh, I got some
is.
Good stuff. I got some good stuff. Y'all probably didn't know that you might need to know. I'm bringing it to you.
Right. Waiting, ready?
Yeah. So, yeah. And I don't know how accurate it is, but it's coming.
Oh, okay.
You know.
One of the listeners reached out to me and was like. Is Queen really her name? That is so awesome.
Yeah, it is.
I said she's your queen and ours.
That's right.
She's your queen to be.
Before you get that girl.
Oh.
I'm about to play your Queendom music.
I was like, trying to get a confirmation.
Right.
She's your queen and ours. Oh, brought to you by the proud makers of the In Deep Show.
Woo-hoo. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Cool.
So yeah, she's jumping off. And then I got confirmation that my man Doc is going to help me with some construction. So that's definitely dope.
That is so nice.
I know, isn't it though?
Doc, I got a strange request from a listener for you. They said something about a loaf, make sure it's fresh. Matter of fact, rolls. Something like that.
All I do is fresh to death, baby.
That was sent by 15WA. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. And hey, let him know I got some good
clippers.
I got some good products for your hair.
Right.
If you don't comb it or get it cut, you just spray it on. Then you go like a whole, I think, 2 or 3 months without combing your hair or getting your hair cut.
And Philly, stand up.
It looks fresh.
15WA Zone.
My man. What's up, dog?
No doubt.
Oh, but
Quinny Queen.
Oh.
How was your week?
It's all right.
Did you burn down anything?
Mm-mm.
Nothing?
Mm-mm.
Queen, you been looking. I don't know if it's the sun and the good vitamin D popping off.
Glowing,
but
she got
this
some.
This is like two weeks in a row where
she's been getting
like,
some on the regular. That'll do it.
It's been outside playing tennis.
Oh, is that what that is?
When it's like 85, 90 degree weather.
That's going to be the cold word for getting penis tennis? That's
no, it'll be vitamin D.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. See?
Well.
I know things. But you know those sweating?
She
helps
the vitamin S.
What were you saying?
When you sweat a lot, and when in the summertime, it's people like, man, you sweat a lot. Not knowing it's the beer, but
the beer coming out your pores.
Yeah,
or?
But, I mean, plus I work, But shit.
So if I tasted your sweat, would I get drunk?
If you tasted enough of it, that's good. I might have to catch some of that shit. Put a little cup under my face and shit. When it get full of it, and just bring it back.
Hey,
you never know.
You probably would be like at work, like, I wish I had a cold beer.
What? You understand me, don't you?
She's a sweat.
I had my little cooler with my ice, my water, and stuff, though. So, yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt.
Dopeness!
Okay.
You know what commercial I wish they would continue? The Dr. Pepper, the sugar-free Dr. Pepper commercials with the little white prince-looking dude.
Sweet.
Yeah, little sweets.
They still have those.
I know. I just wish I hope they just keep them going.
Yeah, they still have them. I just saw like 2 new ones.
Dude, it's nice.
Now it's the dude from American Idol doing it.
Really?
Yeah.
The crazy
Justin. Justin was his name. Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about something like different. The one that used to hit the high pitch notes that
I think what Adam something.
Yeah.
Something. No, not him.
Not him. Oh.
Yeah, because it's weird because they have his name in the corner. I'm like, why did they have to put his name up there? That's weird.
Probably has to do with something with pay.
Maybe.
Because if you notice, like a lot of the commercials now, they use songs. They put the song in the group.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like when you're listening to, watching like a, what's your boy Matthew McConaughey, his car commercials.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they put his name in the joint. So that's why I thought it was a little odd that they, so.
But maybe like again, maybe it's because it's music based, because they do it more with music than actual.
All he says is sweet. That's all he says.
But you know what? A lot of those.
I'm like, it's not like he's singing a.
You know what, though? A lot of those commercials, you don't really recognize the music until you keep seeing that commercial. And you be like, oh, I like that, Joe. You be like, oh, okay. And then they had like the name of the little the band or whatever down there. And a lot of bands, they get famous because of that. Because before then, nobody really listened to the music until the commercial, had it. You'd be rocking to it. And then you start, oh, okay, let me see what else they play. And then, you. But I think, you know, even with the old stuff, you know.
True that.
When they try to bring, you know, have a commercial with that music in the background, bring it back, make a little bit more money.
Speaking of music and commercials, Doc, we started our day off today with some commercial music. We was kind of rocking out, wasn't it?
Oh, man, what?
What?
Remix. All I see over here ain't nothing but a lot of honeys looking for a bud like La Marita right now.
Oh, you know what? I forgot. Before you get started, Friday was my friend PJ's Big 5-0.
The Big 5-0.
I didn't know PJ was up
When you told me, I was like,
wait. I know, right?
Maybe she meant to say 45.
Black don't crack. Yeah, no. It was cool. We hung out.
I'm glad to hear y'all hung out. I was actually getting a little bit worried about that.
Well, we don't get
kinda,
to see.
You kind of went to the dark side, and I was like.
The dark side. Oh. Yeah. Well, we don't get to see each other as often, you know, but that. That's another story.
I was about to start calling you Anderson.
What? I don't even understand the joke. But that's another
story.
Wasn't
that Darth Vader's original name?
Oh.
I don't know. I would never really
when
he was
he was so a funny. Jedi, like, and then he went to the dark side.
I thought you were calling me Jennifer Anderson.
No.
This one was like, what? But anyway, so, you know, like my little...
How many of y'all when y'all was little actually thought his name was Dark Vader? Did y'all always know it was Darth?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Just you?
No, it was a bunch of us. We meet on Wednesdays for treatment.
Yeah, the Doc Vader crew.
Right. Got it on the t-shirt.
All right, so I hope you guys enjoyed Doc for today's show.
I don't like the way y'all squinched your face, though, when you said 50 years old. God damn it. Y'all are 50. Oh, I'm like looking at you, motherfuckers. God damn it. Hey!
He's searching for a working mic
right now. Right. You know they can't see you, cornball.
That's all right. You can hear me, damn it.
But anyway, so can't remember the name of the spot. It's in Alexandria. And you can still smoke in VA. I forgot.
Oh, God.
I'm trying to tell you. Although I walked out smelling like an ashtray.
Yes,
but
you did.
I was smoking.
I thought you meant weed.
Oh, okay. Although, I mean, I'm sure that maybe, I don't know if there's any the positive.
You would be surprised. Downtown, them youngins just like in the alleys. Because
you can. And, you know, it's, technically you're not supposed to be outside. But remember, DC, you can light up.
No, you can light up in your house.
That's what I just said. You're not supposed to be outside.
Right. I mean, but.
But they do. You know what, though? It's such a slap on the wrist that.
Yeah,
like out from our club, they just smoke. The cops are parked right there, and they just
exactly.
It's like, all you gonna do is write me a ticket,
right?
Yeah. I don't have that much on me,
right? You're not trying to sell.
Right.
Cop don't want the paperwork, nor the encounter.
All right.
Anywho, so just want to say happy birthday to him. You probably
happy birthday, PJ.
Hi, PJ. 5-0.
Let PJ and I need to, you know, pick his brain on. So I got some more. Shit, popping off.
I'm sure he will, whenever you're ready.
50 is the new 30.
I mean, he still looks good. Like you said, you said 45, but he still looks young, youthful, I would say. That was fun. Cool. Drinks, cigars, wings. It was a good time.
Cool.
And then we, like, bar hopped, so. Oh, let me get your opinion on this. Like, how would you feel about this situation? And the good part is, they're not going to hear this, so it's okay. I'm going to talk about this story. So one of the co-workers was there, and he met a date. He had never met this chick. I don't know if it was a... No. I don't know if it
again?
Was...
Again?
No. It's a friend that came to the party. Okay. So, but I think he works with him. I can't remember. Whatever. Uh-huh. But it's a friend.
Uh-huh.
So he, that night, met someone at, no, wait, no, he didn't just meet her. I guess they met over, like, I feel like I want to say Tinder, but they didn't say. Because they said she was on a date somewhere else, and I guess it didn't work out, so she met him there.
Okay.
So we all left that bar, the first bar. We went to a second bar, and everybody decided, you know, I don't want to stay here. So everybody rolled out. As we're all starting to walk down the street, the date goes, hey, such and such is not here. Like, where? I can't remember. Let's call him John. John's not here. Like, where is he? He must still be in the bar. So I was like, damn. All right, well, I'll go back and I'll go get him. So go back in. John's like chilling. Like, he guess he found a spot. He had ordered like two beers. I assume it was either going to be one for her or one for the other friend that came with it with him. I was like, damn, John, everybody rolled out and they left you. He was like, what? I was like, yeah. So I was like, we got to go. He was like, well, I have these two beers. Well, we can't leave these beers here, sir. So we chug. What were you about to do?
Is this the one that met the girl?
Yes.
Okay, where was the girl?
The girl's outside. But I said,
oh, she's ready to roll too.
Yeah, she left.
I thought both of them were in there.
No, she didn't know any of us, but she was outside too.
Oh, okay.
And was like, oh, John's inside. I said, okay, I'll go get him. We come outside. Everybody is ghost. We're like, where the hell did everybody go? Including his date.
Doc, I think we figured out who Vitamin D is.
Actually, no.
Okay.
You know.
Guess we didn't figure out who Vitamin D is.
But I mean, we're like, damn, everybody's gone, including the date. Like, that's kind of jacked up. Wow. So we're calling. Like, we're like, hey, guys,
apparently
where's the next bar?
Apparently his game wasn't strong.
That's what I'm saying. She's so anyway, long story longer. So we get to the spot.
Okay.
And then it was like, she was there. She had walked over there with the other 10 people she didn't know. But okay. Left his ass in the, you know,
okay.
In the bar. So how would y'all feel if, you know, by the time you got there, you realized, damn, my date just rolled out with 10 other people she didn't know and just met at the next spot and was like, oh, there you are. Like, how would y'all feel about
you
that?
You know what? Being that, okay, I'm always going to give you the benefit of the doubt. So, being that it was a group thing,
people should know.
And I understand that, but she might have thought, because when you're the one person that doesn't know everybody, you try hard to meet people and get up to speed. So, it could have been a thing where she kind of got sort of swept up in the wave of, oh, okay, we're all going. Then she noticed, and then it might have been like, all right, well, Neen got her, she knows where we're going, so let's go. But when I got there, I'd have been like, damn, you just rolled out without me? And I would have listened to what she had to say. And if it was something like, yeah, I mean, I didn't know what the fuck you was doing, then, I would have kind of been on dolo status after that.
Right.
But if she'd have been like, she was like, oh, all your friends were like, come on, because you knew where we were going, and I didn't know if you in the bath. I didn't know. It was some shit like that. I'd have been like, all right. I mean, she might have got demoted to temporary pincushion status.
Yeah, how about that?
Until she built herself back up. But she'd still be on the books for a little bit.
I should probably save that for the question, but I'm sorry. So what about you?
Good.
Like, what would you say?
I don't know. You know what? The fact that she rolled out and didn't see me with the crowd, come on now. All right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Smooth. Y'all smooth. Roll to the other bar or whatever, right? So I'm coming in there. You know what? Since you wanted to roll out and I wasn't there and you didn't really look for me, I ain't even gonna really trip. But I ain't gonna play you either. I'm gonna let you go ahead and have your fun, but I'm gonna be watching you.
But see, my thing is, like I said, it can go both ways. She could easily been like, damn, you just wasn't worried about where the fuck I was, blah, blah,
exactly.
blah.
Exactly.
So it could go both ways.
There you go. And then again, it depends on, what she looked like, too.
Absolutely.
If she had the I might come back. I'm like, where you go? Why you do that? But if she was like, if we all got there, when I came in and y'all was having fun and everything, then I, might have scoped out something else. I might even just like, she was having fun with y'all go ahead. I'm going over here. It's like, I don't know. But I wouldn't have been hurt. Because I didn't really come there to look for anybody anyway. I just came there to have some fun with my crew. Right.
Well, look, let's keep a track of these. Queen, we're going to sound like a broken record today. So that's the first offer. Listen here, Deepsis, man. I'm getting tired of you little motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Y'all, this is an interactive show. Enter the fuck at. So there's your first homework assignment, Deepsters. So what would you have done? How would you have reacted to that situation that Queen just... We got about 5 more headed your way. So get pen and paper. Put your shit on pause. Go get pen and paper. Tell your crying ass baby to sit the fuck in the corner for a minute. Oh. You got shit to do. Because we're getting ready to start the show.
Yes.
And I'm sure with Doc's diagnosis, there'll be some plenty.
But BT Dubs, I told him to... Same thing you said. And kind of what you said. I was like, don't worry about it. I'm like, she at least told us you were in there.
Absolutely.
We would have left you. Right. If it wasn't for her.
Now, had I, you know, just said, little baby, come on, meet me down here. You know, we sitting together drinking and stuff.
It wasn't none of that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. I said if it was like that. Don't just up and leave when you.
Right. That's what I said. It would have been made sense if that's what was said. Exactly. But anyway, so.
Call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey, y'all know we in...
Oh,
okay. You got some new shit.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, Mohammed. Hey, we in the weeks of the Bill Cosby trial. Okay, now... Like I said, we're in the weeks in. Now his wife finally want to show up and want to walk into the courtroom.
Well, she was called to court, so she had to show up.
But I mean, yeah, but she was walking, you know, arm in arm with Bill, like everything is everything. Mm-hmm. But my whole thing is, how you just going to wait 4 days, you know, and then going to show up with him? Okay? Now, the whole thing is, what they're saying is, like with the lawyers and the courts and whatever, they're thinking, like, okay, if you know your husband is innocent or you think your husband is innocent, why weren't you there in the first day, the second day, the third day, or whatever? I guess now they're thinking you want to show up with your husband to make, you know, make it look like, you know, it's cool. I don't think it's cool between them. I don't know. That's just my thing, though. But just to make it look like, you know, me and Bill are still together, and I don't think that he did that to these women or whatever. She's just there to show her support. But when 50 women, what was it, 50 something? Like, I don't know. I think that's the count, something like that. When 50 women say you drugged and raped them, oh, Bill, yeah. Come on, man. You know. But I guess the statute of limitations. You know what? If it was me, like, and I did do that, I don't know. I might smash a few of them off just so I can move on. You know, I'm getting old. I can't see.
You mean smashes and give them money or smash them? What do you
mean? Yeah. I mean, I smash them.
You had to clear up that lingo.
Right. I'm like, because I thought smash.
Some people think you might be trying to fuck one more time.
I know. I'm like, and come on.
Give a little more drugs. Give me one more time. Well, just give me one more time, and I'm getting some money.
Been there, done that. He did that already.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. But damn. Okay. Well. Okay. He's going to court now for the bullshit. I mean, they not gonna pop Bill Cosby up. You know. What you think?
Why not?
Cause his ass old. He can't see. And what's the use of, you know, fucking up taxpayers' money? The man ain't got too much long left. I mean, what? Bill about 75.
How old is OJ?
When they locked him up? Mm-hmm. Or now?
Either.
He had to be what? 56?
No.
Well, it doesn't matter how old OJ was because, remember, like, he got off the first time.
He killed somebody.
I mean, but I'm saying.
He killed two people. That's different.
He got off.
I mean, he allegedly.
Wait a minute. It's not even allegedly because he got offward. So, I mean.
Yeah. He the one brought up OJ.
No, but I mean, he's kind of sort of right because it's kind of like, well. He's older, but, you know, if you were OJ, you should have just, like, sat in the cut.
What?
Mind your business.
I'm say 69.
These women.
I forgot how old he was when he went in, though.
Okay, it's a difference, though. 64? It's a difference, though. When OJ was locked up, that shit just happened. These women coming out 20, 30 years later with some bullshit, that's different.
It's not 20, 30 years later, because if it was, the lady's case that's now, it would be out. Of the statute of limitation, so it's not.
He's only on trial for that one lady.
Yeah, for just the one, but still. Okay. I mean, right. You know what I mean. So it's not like those cases aren't
androgynous.
Yeah. Right. I mean, but looks, you know, don't have anything to do with anything.
She might have looked good back then.
That's what I'm saying. It can, in the sense of lending yourself to having a hard life of drugs and partying.
Who said she had a hard life?
No one is saying that. This one particular lady.
I'm not going to say the other ladies, right. Because that was like in the 70s. You know, people partied.
Absolutely.
You know, so I'm not and just because you're partying does not mean somebody should, you know, take your shit.
Absolutely not.
Without your consent.
But in the same token, you know, recognize that if you're partying and you lend yourself to that environment, you can't come back afterwards and try to say,
to what environment?
10, 20, 15 years later.
To what environment?
To going out and getting, you know, stoned out your mind and partying and not knowing what happened the next day and all of that. I'm not saying,
how about that?
I'm not saying lend yourself to the rape environment. So let me get that clear. That's not what I'm saying.
Thank you.
But what I am saying is, you know, when you are in an environment of
subject quote unquote
sex, drugs, and rock and roll all night long, every day, blah blah blah, you know, you're going to look a little bit
suspect.
You're going to look a little bit more aged down the road.
Oh, no,
you're talking about something totally different.
Life.
Okay. Yeah. But I don't think that one person, the one that's on, you know, has the case against him now, I don't think she was like a basketball coach or still is a basketball coach or something. So it's not like she was out in the scene and partying and getting down with the get down.
Yeah.
No, I mean, not for her. It wasn't, no, she's not even that old. So it wasn't the 70s for her. I'm talking about the 70s for the people, maybe about number 10 or number 15, 20 that put the, you know, case against him. The one that is current is not that old. If you know, and I really do think she's like a basketball coach or something like that. I mean, I can look it up after we finish, but you know, but yeah, so she wasn't in the party scene. Wasn't no sex, drugs, rock and roll kind of situation. Mm. It could have been like maybe somewhere they met. And she was like, oh, shit, it's Bill Cosby, you know, and maybe was enamored with that part of it. And then they became cool, you know. I mean, and going back to the wife thing, yeah, I mean, and I guess, you know, for it to look better, Camille should have came out earlier instead of being Keisha Knight Pulliam on the arm. It should have been her. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When right. So it would have been, I guess, a quote unquote better look, you know, but... I mean, or maybe she's just like, you know what? You've been doing what you was doing. You got caught. That's I don't want to have nothing to do with this shit.
Right, but if you don't have nothing to do with it, then roll out.
I don't have nothing to do
completely.
With it.
Completely.
How about that? How about that? And or did you know all the time?
Oh, she probably knew.
Yeah. Right, that's he old, so.
She probably knew some. I mean, maybe not the drugging part, but she probably, I'm sure she probably
Camille's
knew.
Still looking like a million goddamn bucks.
Right. Well, she probably waiting for him to die. So.
Absolutely. And
probably
I'm sure.
A young dude, too.
Probably.
Already
I'm sure
got
she
one.
Holding on to that checkbook just as tight as anybody else would. But my thing is, if like you said, if you're going to hold on to it, hold on to it to the end. Ride that motherfucker.
Right. And by knew about it, I think she knew about his infidelities. I don't think she knew. I can't say
about
she,
the drug
right.
Part.
I can't speak to that part of the story. I mean, maybe she
I
did.
Spoke
maybe
about
she.
It.
Okay. Well, I can't because I don't know. So
yeah,
I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
That's what, like I don't know if she knew he was doing that to women. I mean, if she did know he was doing that, then she's just as guilty as him, and I would fucking sue her too.
Right. No, I don't think she knew about that though.
I don't know.
It could be the reason why he got her. You know what I'm saying? She woke up, they was married, and her little thing was hurting a little bit.
Okay. Next story.
Okay. All right, moving on. Johnny Depp, my boy, he's suing TMG. Okay, that's his management company. These people have been robbing my man since 2006. They've been taking out loans since 2006. Okay, now the largest joint was $22 million. Hmm. Okay, yeah, man. But you know, Johnny Depp, I got to get to my man. He been working his motherfucking ass off. Every time you look around, my man got a new fucking movie coming out. So he get this cut. But anyway, his management company, they've been taking out loans, buying properties and doing all this motherfucking shit. Now, check this out. Johnny Depp, he had a special hospice for his mother. Because she wasn't doing too good, you know. I don't know if she passed away or not or whatever. But anyway, it cost him $350,000. Now, the joint was only going for like $3,000 a month. But over a period of time, you know, it added up to $350,000. So instead of just cutting it off, you know, when she passed away or maybe she got better or and moved out or whatever, you know, it just kept on, the bill just kept on running and running and running. So Johnny Depp, he's suing his management team. But I mean, for real though, you got that kind of money, I would be watching. I don't give a fuck how rich I am. You know what I'm saying? I need to know in my spare time, I'm going to sit up. I'm going to sit down, look around. Okay. Boom, boom, boom. Ah, nigga, this shit been going on for damn near a year. Like I said, $3,000. This shit added up $350,000. Okay, but he only suing them. He only suing them for $40 million. He only suing them for $350,000
for a year. You mean years?
Yeah. Well, years.
Okay, because I'm like three times
12. Well, it's more stuff than just that. It's more stuff than just his mother's hospice bill. You know, they've been taking out money for of different kind of stuff. I mean, it adds up to $40 million.
Mm.
But he's only suing him. I don't think he's only suing him for like 25 or something like that. So you know, like half of whatever it is. But God damn, though, I guess when you got that kind of money, you don't really, you know.
I mean, is it possible to keep your to keep all leaks from happening? I mean, I don't think so. When I think after a certain point, you're hemorrhaging money somewhere.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just a matter of if it's small enough to stay under your radar.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Unless you know what your expenses are and you're that person that's like, look, I know my rent or mortgage is this, or I know my cars are this, I know my this, you know, cost this, I know I'm sending my kids to school for this, blah, 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 blah. Unless you're one of those people,
right?
You know, you're out making movies and just doing things and living life and drinking, and you know, they probably honestly took advantage of him too, because you know, he's a boozer,
right? Oh yeah, well, that too. But I mean, like, if you got multiple houses, multiple cars, multiple staff. Businesses, right? Staff, hospices, yeah. And all
it
that kind of shit.
It would get hard to keep track of.
Exactly. You know, so I guess
I had a buddy that said you should always have an accountant watching the accountants.
Sure, but they're in collusion.
My thing is, the higher up the accountant, probably the more knowledgeable he is of the system, and that's probably the one that's going to probably get you for the most.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because he's probably going to be way smarter than
the lower accountants.
The lower level jokers you got handling the day-to-day.
Oh, they missed that. They missed that $200 million. Exactly. Okay, I'll take that.
Great.
And they're probably reporting to them like, oh yeah, Mr. Depp wanted me to move this to this hedge fund account.
Right. Or that check that was supposed to go to charity. Never sent it.
Oh, right.
Okay. AKA 45. Because, you know, he was supposed to have done that multiple times and never sent it. But anyway.
Wow. But apparently Johnny ain't too worried about it. That, like I said, they owe him like 40. He says allegedly they owe him like 40 million, but he's only suing them for 20. So, you know,
that's fine. I'll just take 25. A little bit like cool.
What's his name? What's my man from Friday? My neck, my back.
Ezell.
Don't you sound a little bit like Ezell? Right. You know, I'm suing you for fitting him.
Right.
But we can settle for.
Right. We can settle for one paperclip and a Kit Kat ball.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They got 40. You better go after 60 on 40.
What are you talking about? Hey, I got some stuff. You know what? What I'm going to try to do is do this every week. Like facts that you don't know. Okay. Maybe y'all know, but I'll listen to somebody want to know. Okay. I'm going to call it, you're going to learn today. Okay. Fact number one. Let me see. According to R. Kelly, y'all remember the world was, let me see. Remember R. Kelly? R. Kelly, the world tour that him and Jay-Z did? That was supposed to
be. He said, we are the world. Nigga, that was Michael Jackson. Lionel Richie.
Okay, the best of both worlds.
Best of both worlds.
Him and Jay-Z did it.
There you go. Thank you.
All right, okay. I fucked up. Okay, goddamn. You know I'm fuck up at least once. No, you don't. Best of both worlds of him
Queen,
and
these are facts that he don't even know.
These, I look, damn it. Okay, all right. Damn it. Jesus Christ. The best of both worlds, okay, that R. Kelly and Jay-Z did. It was supposed to have been Tupac and R. Kelly. Did y'all know that?
Mm-mm. I did not know that.
All right. See, that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's stuff you need to know.
Elaborate.
No. I ain't got time to elaborate. All right. Anyway, moving on. Nah, dog, because we behind. Okay. Next fact. Snoop Dogg says he smokes 75 blunts daily. Y'all believe that?
No, I don't believe that.
Tupac said that? Snoop Dogg. He doesn't say that now.
He said Snoop.
Yeah, that's all.
But no, I do not believe that.
Yeah. Well, hey, I don't know. I don't know. That's the word on the street.
That's
the word on the
street. Like, how many, what the, like, how often do you smoke? I mean, I assume you wake and bake, but how often? In a 24, I'm, God.
And at this point, who are you impressing by divulging that information?
I don't know. I kind of, well, I don't know if it's 75, but I believe he smokes a lot.
I mean, well, you know he smokes a lot, but 70, come on, man. That is crazy.
But you know what? You know
if you
what,
said
though?
25, I'd be like, God damn.
But check it out, though. If he has an entourage or whatever, you know, just
right.
saying
he'd probably
he
get
smoke,
a puff or two off each.
Right.
Exactly. Okay. That's yeah, okay. That I kind of understand, but that's still a lot.
Yeah. Hell,
I'm sure my friend will tell me.
And
I ain't
then again,
wrong,
again, for you to have that much weed in your possession, this is now a serious criminal offense.
I'm mind going
so
to jail.
So why are you putting that out there?
That's a good one.
Everybody knows he smokes, so really. I mean, you can pull him over on any given day.
Hey, you
day.
Know what I heard? His show, him and Martha Stewart, they say that joke is pretty funny, but I haven't seen
it. Oh, me
yet.
Neither. Yeah, I keep forgetting to watch it.
Yeah. That's it. Okay, I got a little more Snoop Dogg news. Did y'all know Snoop Dogg and Brandy were first cousins? All right, y'all ain't know that. See, this is what I do. This is what I'm going to let y'all know.
I just can't wait to see if you're going to do this shit next week.
That's the biggest part.
Did you know?
Nah, it was a whole lot of them.
No, I'm saying that's what we talk about. We can't wait to see if we're going to hear this next week.
Okay, well, just wait then.
All right.
Questlove. Y'all know Questlove, Nappy Roots?
Mm-hmm.
He owns about 2,000.
Or not the, Nappy Roots.
The Roots?
What is the Roots? Okay. I'm thinking about Raheem. I'm sorry. Okay. He owns like 2,000 hair picks.
I can believe that.
Yeah. All right.
2,000?
Collecting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. People probably send him and give him. And yeah. I can believe that.
Okay, all right. Let me see. Albie Shore and Christopher Williams. Did y'all know they were first cousins?
Who?
I'll be sure. And Christopher Williams.
Yeah, I'm going to need to fact check that one.
Oh, do it. Do it now.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Who? Well, you want to put the money on it?
Just saying. I'm going to need to fact check it. I'm not
fact
saying.
Fact check it then now. You hit everything else on it.
Just because they're light skinned? I mean.
You know what I'm saying? Because right. They were often confused back in the day.
They both have unibrows.
Okay. Well, fact check it then, Nick. Okay. You can fact check it on the phone right now. Go ahead. Do something. All right. Anyway. That's my, that concludes my diagnosis.
I hope so.
And, okay. Well, we got some questions. We got a whole lot of questions and stuff coming up, y'all. Brian got a whole lot of more sarcasm coming up. Y'all stay tuned. Don't say a damn thing. Shut up. Don't look at it.
Well, technically, we weren't going to break right now. I just wanted to ask you guys a question.
Oh, okay.
I'm changing the format.
Let me, Doc, Queen.
Yeah.
You.
If you were at home, and you both are homeowners, and, you know, it's a, whatever, average weekend, Memorial Day, 4th of July, whatever the fuck, and you want to throw some shit on the grill, and somebody came to your house from the city council or something, whatever, and said, yeah. Yeah, you got to put out your barbecue because one of your neighbors complained about the fact that they can smell it. How would you react to that?
I'd be like, you want some chicken or you want a burger? Because I'm not putting my shit out.
Yeah, how about that?
That's interesting.
That's some bullshit, man. You a homeowner? You grill when the fuck you want to grill.
That's what I think, but shit like that actually goes down.
We come with and recently interfused with the comfortable use and enjoyment of private life or property or creates a nuisance. Okay?
So this is a nuisance.
So this dumbass neighbor over here, well, but nobody on this street, lived here for 40 years has ever complained.
I can suggest what you should do if you believe your neighbor's harassing you. I think you can figure out yourself, contact somebody about that. I don't know. I'm only here because of the owner. I'm only here because of the smoke.
Well, I'm glad you got some pretty good evidence of affecting neighbors because you don't see no smoke.
Well, I just took three pictures of smoke while we
but
were
But I got a question, sir. I got a question, sir.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
The people right next door cooked out last weekend to her.
Well, you didn't complain.
She didn't complain.
Well, I don't know.
So we across the street.
She may be upwind. It may be something else.
That's some horse shit.
See, there you go. I can smell it. I can smell it again right now. But okay. I'm on your property. You're allowed to have a smell on your property. So that doesn't count. Okay. But when I'm on the street.
Oh, my goodness.
So you can't smell barbecue smoke on the street.
I can smell barbecue smoke. I'm suggesting so right goodness, now.
Is that against the law?
The law says, do you want me to read it again?
Man, everybody around here cooking.
Why nobody? All I can tell you is if you want to call on your neighbors that you feel like you're being impacted by them, feel free. We will come and address it the exact same way as we do any other person who calls. So that's how it works.
Okay, so everybody can cook out except me. That's what it looks like. that's what it looks like. Well, everybody in the whole world.
I can only tell you that I am.
Everybody
sorry
in the whole world can cook out except me. That's what you're telling me. Because everybody else cooks out around here.
We sure ain't going to stop.
Nobody harasses them.
We sure ain't going to stop.
I'm cooking out, and I barely have
fire department, ambulance, cooking. Police, environmentalists.
That don't even, you know yourself, that don't even sound right. Come
sir,
on, man.
Sir,
just be real, gotta, man.
All I'm here is to verify okay, that there was
smoke and there wasn't the police done been out here. The fire department done been
today?
Out here. They've been, no, because she's been
here many times.
For 3 years.
Okay.
And every time I barbecue, she's in the police and the fire department out here. They tell me to go ahead on.
It's okay, well, wrong. To be fair, the police and the fire department are looking at different parts of the rule. I know that seems a little odd. Everybody's
got
a slice of the rule that they have expertise in.
There's something to hear.
That's saying that right there. If the police and the police are looking at different rules.
Talk to this company. They haven't told us that we can't barbecue.
We're not a company. We're a county, but okay. You're
okay, well,
about,
whatever this is.
I'm just
right.
Sure we talk to these
right.
People.
That's all right, because we're going to get Mr. Newton to talk about it, man.
Yeah,
and Mr. Roussan, we'll get them to talk about it. We're sick of this.
Well, so anyway, so I'm just suggesting that there is a rule at play here, and that basically what you're doing looks like it may be in the counter to the rule as far as the objectionable.
So I'm breaking a rule.
So
I'm suggesting that
what's the end result?
Suggesting that it appears from my observations off your site here that you have smoke leaving. That's prohibited. And you
what's the consequences?
Okay, so what is a barbecue?
That is not for me to decide. I can only write it up and send it into our department.
What is a barbecue grill for if you can't smoke?
Right. Why do they sell it? Why do they sell it at Publix?
You are within your property line.
I have a tent over my grill. I'm in my backyard.
So we're supposed to control the smoke and the wind where it's blowing.
One of your concerns at once at a time.
This stuff is funny, man.
That's why I'm recording it, bro.
Okay. Do what you want as long as it doesn't go over.
Did you see smoke over there?
I saw smoke leaving your property.
Did you see it over there?
Chris, don't even argue with it. Chris, don't argue with
it. The neighbors, it has to be
right there.
They're not calling you. She's calling you.
Well,
she's way across the street.
Once you leave a property line.
And you didn't see any smoke over there.
Once you leave a property line, that's not allowed to do that. Rule,
Cause don't sweat it, dog.
Line,
it's horseshit. We can't get stressed out. We can't get stressed out about it, dog.
All right, well,
it doesn't make sense. You're gonna buy a barbecue grill and you can't smoke it. What does it do?
They're gonna
what
sell wood.
Smoke inside my house?
They sell wood in public.
They sell right. Wood in public. So you
well,
telling me I'm breaking laws?
It's only how you are able to do it in your property.
Oh my
okay,
goodness!
I'm trying to be most concealed as I can. I got a tent over my grill. I got a fence. Now what else can I do?
Nothing. What just keep barbecuing.
Well, you're right on the property line, so if you put it in the middle of your property, maybe you have a better effect.
No.
A lower smoke.
You can't control the wind. God controls that.
They do sell smokers that actually keep out all but a very small portion of the
that's for shit.
That's unheard of.
That's unheard of. Okay, well, I've seen them, but
I've never had been forced.
I gotta buy a special grill.
I've never in my life been forced to use a grill of any kind.
Can I say anything?
First, can I say BTG and Kmart, I am so sorry that happened to y'all. Because that's who it sounds like to me.
those voices did sound familiar.
I'm just saying. It
what
do like,
I sound like Earn, though? I don't know.
No.
I did kind of hear like Earn.
Maybe
I'm actually watching the video.
The one who
dude,
was cooking.
Right.
Uh-huh. The one that was filming sounded like BTG to me.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, the Kmart thing. I was
but the dude, yeah, he has an orange shirt on, the one that was cooking. He does sound a whole lot like AB. Yeah.
Right. But the funny part is the cop was like, look, I know this is bullshit. You know this is bullshit. Because right. You can hear in his voice. He was like laughing a little bit.
He's actually a city ordinance dude.
Okay. Right, right.
Oh,
and
he looks a little bit like Cam.
Cam who?
From Modern Family.
Oh.
And you can see him like...
I can picture that now.
Right, right, right.
Can I dole this bullshit to
right,
these people?
Without being too... It was like, we can't control the wind. Right. God controls the wind.
That is funny.
I don't know if I would have wasted my time talking to him. One of those little joints
right.
pushing the wind away.
Right, right, right. That is funny.
Said I actually watched from the street right. and saw smoke like, leaving your property.
A lawyer?
Doesn't all smoke leave your property?
Oh, God. So you mean to tell me that everyone else in this roast barbecues, but my smoke is the only smoke that comes through your yard?
Right.
Come on. Get the fuck out.
Deep says, I told you I got homework today, man.
That is
y'all need to hit us up and let us know if that shit would have popped off at your 4th of July, Memorial Day, Labor Day,
oh, man.
Saturday, graduation, Mother's Day, Father's Day, cabaret.
Hey, you know what? To be honest with you, B.
What would y'all have done?
The dude that came over there complaining about that shit, he got off real easy. Because... You know how we do.
Right.
We barbecue, we drink, we smoke, we have a good time.
Hennessy.
You come over there with some bullshit like that. That's just like coming to my funeral saying, I don't want all these cars on the street. You know, somebody died in my family. I don't want all these cars on the street. You can get a real good ass whooping real smooth and real fast. These brothers right here had patience. I think they were more entertained with the fact that my man came over there with that bullshit as opposed to getting mad.
I think they all were entertained,
to be honest with you. Right, right,
because even the Cam dude, city ordinance guy, sound like, okay, I know this is some bullshit.
Right,
I'm sorry I have to bring this bullshit over here.
And the fact the dude was real adamant about it. He just kept on going and trying to prove his point, you know, and dude. Okay, you see the brothers ain't backing down. Why don't you just go to fuck home? And you know,
he's doing his job, which is cool.
But see, I like one thing without being too threatening. I like how the one dude was like, "And if we don't, what are you gonna do?
Right?
Really, what are you gonna do?
Right?
Right?
Yeah, y'all coming over here with handcuffs and shit, and we gonna be in front of a judge behind some ribs?
Right?
Right?
And some chicken."
Some motherfucking ribs.
Oh, man.
Mama, mama, bring the judge a plate that I made.
Get the judge a plate that I made for you. See, that's probably what I would try to do. I'd try to accommodate the dude. Look, man, just come on, man.
Hey, man, man.
My aunt Jenny right here.
Go on the other side of the car, man. Grandma done put you a plate together.
She got you a couple cold beers in there, man. Put some coleslaw on some potato salad.
Just turn your phone off for the rest of the day. You won't get no more complaints.
We're saying black people potato salad.
Right. Oh, so this ain't no almond shit.
So you know it's delicious.
Right.
Blackishes.
Deepses. You got homework. IDS. Doc Wiley. Queen Knee. Big B. We'll be right back. City, fucking up your cookout. What the fuck would you do, Deepses?
How about that? Don't come on my house, dude. I'm telling you, it's not going to end good.
Welcome back to the In Deep Show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for pushing play. Thank you for your feedback. We greatly appreciate it. It helps keep the show moving along. And it sparks conversation. So when you hit us up on Facebook, we really appreciate that too. When you hit us up at indeepshow@yahoo.com, we appreciate that as well. When you hit us up at 202-750-1437, we appreciate that too.
Love ya.
Love to hear your voice. So a question from maybe two or three weeks ago. Do you know your drinking limit? Oh boy. Oh, get my contacts to focus. Oh boy. Right. I'm like,
right. That's when you know your limit.
Right. I'm like,
when
oh.
you can't see shit.
Right. I'm trying to keep the phone away from the mic so you won't get some feedback, but damn it. Anyway. So Kmart says, one thing I've always been good at is knowing when enough is enough. When I'm at an event or get together, I try and remind myself not to get too faded because I have to drive home. When I was in Philly for the draft, there were a couple of times when I had to call it a wrap because I felt the drunkenness starting to come over me, especially at Xfinity Live with our friend, and that's in quotes, Mr. Furious Style, aka the Iron Liver, because my man had those drinks coming in waves. But I knew I had to catch myself because I had to drive myself and a couple other homies back to the hotel. Now, when we do that IDS on location from Dublin, all rules are out the door. We have to talk about that too. Kmart and I have been talking about going to Dublin.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Right. We were like, that would be, that would be so much fun.
Okay.
I'm like, can you walk from, like, brewery? Cause, or you have to drive. I don't know. Dublin just seems so, like, vast. So, I don't know. We'll get a bus.
So, there you go. Get a shuttle.
Right. Just drive us around. All right,
all right.
Go from pub to pub.
Right, exactly.
In Dublin's fair city, where girls are so pretty, I first met me eyes so sweet Molly Malone. As she wheeled her wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels alive, alive. Oh.
All right. Shout out to Kmart.
Oh, shit, look at that one.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe we should try something in the United States. He's America's first.
That boy good.
But.
I brought my inner.
You got the Ireland rap.
I brought my inner Scottish out there.
That's okay, it. Cool, man.
But yeah, Ireland would be dope. Dublin would be super cool.
But in the meantime, Asheville, North Carolina is popping like shit with major breweries. So we can use that as a practice, like to see if our livers are ready for Ireland.
Mm. Beer is different. Now. Yeah, beer is a whole nother.
That's a big ass leprechaun, eh?
Isn't it? Whole nother animal, though.
This motherfucker.
So, anyway. So, yeah. Kmart, really. I wish we can, you know. I'm not going to say I wish. When we make that happen, it's going to be epic.
Kmart, I'm going to tell you something. I'm sure I told you this.
Drinking out of water.
At the time of the. Right. When we were in Philly.
Xfinity Live?
But thank your lucky stars Queen wasn't there because...
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't have got out. You would have been Ubering
Queen
home, Negro.
She...
You don't even know.
She takes no prisoners, and she damn sure don't take no for an answer.
I was actually being nice. Like, on Friday, like, a friend of my little sis, he had friends in town, well, that live here. They don't live here. And so it was like... Hey, here's your first round of Jaegers. Because that's what they wanted to do was Jaeger. I was like, okay, nope, I will not. Nope, I'm not joining you. And then, you know, everybody was talking, having a conversation. Next thing you know, three other shots appeared at the table. And they were like, wait, what? I was like, no, y'all going to do these shots.
And I'm going to tell you, I was just about to get to that. I'm going to tell you the problem with Queen's shots are. See, when shots of Jaeger and shots of the Patron and shit come across the table, you can be like, ah, nah, I'm good. Jameson shots, you can be like, nah, I'm good. Queen be buying shit that's like $50, $60 a shot.
Oh, no.
So you can't just let that shit just, you got to go on and do it.
Wow.
Just go on and toss your liver to the wind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It ain't.
Like LeBron tosses up the chalk.
I'm trying to tell you.
Wow.
Anyway, so the other question was, do you have to have the last word in an argument? When is it time to just stop? So we have some verbal on that one?
We do.
Okay.
Yo, it's your boy BTG, your nephew. I do not have to get the last word. There's no need for it, really. I don't like to argue as it is. You know, if I do engage in one or a debate or something like that, then the majority of the time it has something to do with sports, and we already know how that shit go. A topic come up and sets everything off. So, no, I don't necessarily have to get the last word. I'm in a few group texts, and you know how that goes. You, like, the convo, the debate, the argument is going to go on with or without you. So I dare you try to get the last word in that. You might as well wait until niggas fall asleep then get the last word, if that's going to make you feel better. But nah, I mean, you know, and then something on a personal level, like if me and the wife, Miss Christmas Tree, get into a debate, half of the time I'm trying not to get in one. The other half, I'm like, you know what? You can have it. So that's all I got to say about that. Yeah, I don't really have to get the last word. I mean, my sarcasm is enough. I'm good with my sarcasm level. That's good enough. I send you a couple of little hits here and there, a couple of jabs, and then I'm out. If I really want to engage in something, then I'll do so. But other than that, I just tell you that you got it. You won. I even tell you that. I'll be like, yeah, you won. You got it. You know. So. That's it, y'all. That's my feedback for the day, man. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Love y'all.
BTG.
All right, nephew.
Now.
It's like Beetlejuice.
See, I'm glad he put that at the end there to let everyone know that Miss Christmas Tree has the final word.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't give a fuck how big and bad of a lumberjack you think you are. Ain't no lumberjack want a tree to fall on him.
Well. Because you know what, though? Just because she has the final word doesn't really mean that he agrees to it. Sometimes when you let your wife or your other, you know, whatever, you know, get the last word, just means either you're tired of arguing or you just got something else to do. You know, because you know that whatever you're arguing about, you're not going to have the last word. You're not going to win.
But if you say, all right, you got it or whatever, that you just started another conversation.
And that's when you know you're dealing with somebody that just wants to argue. You know
what I mean? I mean, but I'm saying if you're in ending an argument and you're like, whatever, or you got it.
You got it.
Or
you're like, nigga, talk to me.
Right. I mean,
but see, that's not how you do it, though. When you do a smooth, you be like this. You know what?
Baby, you right.
You right. You are absolutely right. Because
you're a better motherfucker than me because I can't do that. I'm not built for that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I am. Because I don't have, it's a movie getting ready coming on. And I wonder why, and I'm not going to stand here. Right. I'm not going to stand here because I'm talking to a brick wall. You know what I'm saying? I see I'm not going to win. So, and you know what really pisses me off is when I'm trying to prove my, when I'm trying to make a point and you keep cutting me off. But I'm trying to tell you, let me finish.
See, if we playing a cutoff game,
you mean just like that?
I don't mind if we do the cutoff. But here's what I hate.
Yeah, like when, you're just
when,
doing.
Right. No, what I hate is when you cut me off from what I'm saying, and then when I say something back, you be like, can I talk?
Exactly.
Clearly, you can't.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
So
you
can
cut
you take
me
your
off
comment back
and
now?
Stuff. And then when can I you cut take you off, it's comment
are you, you know, finished or are you done? You
know, but God. Damn
Queens,
it. You know
we have one more person that sent in some feedback.
Hold on, wait a minute, I got two more
just real quick. This is really
I think I got one too.
This caller wanted to one say hello.
Okay.
Two wanted to talk about knowing your limit.
Oh. Okay.
And three wanted to talk about having the last word.
Are you saying hi to him? Are you saying hi? Are you saying hi to In Deep Show? Sugar. Uh-oh. Well, In Deep Show, this is me, the nephew BTG, coming in with y'all favorite young nephew, I mean niece, Bailey the Great. Bailey, leave my steering wheel. Say uh-oh. Uh-oh. Can you say hi to In Deep Show? Say hi. Okay, well, we were just calling and say hi on this lovely Tuesday. Yeah. Okay, y'all. We'll holler at y'all later.
Uh-oh. I'm in love.
Uh-oh. No, that's a good soundbite.
But see, this is where I wanted to pull BTG up. You just sent in a message talking about knowing when not to have the last word. But if I play that back, you will see that Bailey was speaking her piece, and she ain't stopped talking until BTG interrupted her.
How about that?
How you gonna interrupt the baby?
All the time.
She had the last word.
Exactly.
She learned it from her mama. She got it from her mama.
So clearly BTG hasn't completely learned it. He might know not to mess with Christmas tree, but clearly he don't know that the next in line is Baby BTG.
That's right. That's right. A little Christmas tree.
Step your discipline game up, sir. Because I'm going to tell you, if you don't know that you wrapped around her finger,
she will show you.
Uh-huh.
He knows it.
Shortly into her teenage years.
Have you seen her?
Absolutely.
She's adorable. Man. That's why I said I'm in love.
Shut him down.
I'm telling you, I got the same situation, Pippin.
Yeah, you do.
Yep. And I'm gonna tell you, Kayla, and she knows she got me wrapped around her finger. She already knows. But there are times when in certain situations, certain subjects, mm-hmm. I got to put my foot down, and I do. But other than that, man, you know. Daddy, can you?
You're like, okay.
All right. Okay. But you know what? She's a good girl. She gets good grades. She's always coming home with awards and stuff like that. And
absolutely.
Talking to her is like talking to a fucking adult, man. Yeah. She used big words and shit.
You're like, give me a second to look it up.
Right, you know what I'm talking about.
All right, let me
get you. Know her?
Yes, I do. Okay. I've met her, and I've seen her numerous times.
Wait till you talk to her.
That's what I have had conversations.
Okay,
and she's
okay,
dope.
We'll talk to her.
All right, so let me get to
but look,
the rest
you,
of
you. If you, okay.
No, let me get, right. You trying to have the last word? Because I'm going to get this.
I ain't say nothing.
All right, let me get this. All right. So Miss Bess says, having the last word just for the sake of having it is useless. Once I've articulated my point, like she's saying, my reasoning, my concerns, my logics, and the other person has done the same, I'm done. I can and I will go for the jugular in arguments with folks I don't care about. But at 46, I'm much more likely to ignore those folks entirely rather than wasting any energy at all.
UVA, stand up.
I hear her. I was, as I told her, I said,
agree.
Makes perfect sense.
Ain't you lost, stand
no
up.
No doubt.
You know what I mean?
No doubt. No doubt.
It's like, if I don't care,
and you know
I don't
what,
care.
Though? But, okay, I'm going to say this.
Riveters.
Okay. I'm going to say this, though. Like, if I'm arguing with someone that I never argued with before, I'm going to really hold on to my issue or whatever it is. But if I see I'm not making any headway, that's when I say, okay, fuck it. I'm not gonna waste my time. I got other stuff to do. You know, but if I start off an argument with somebody that I know I can't win with, I'm 2 seconds. I'm getting 2 seconds.
You out.
And then I'm gone.
All right, let me get to this last one. So Miss Davis said, depending on how I'm feeling on the subject of the argument and if my pettiness rears its head. But normally I just walk away because some hills aren't worth dying on.
She got Petty Davis eyes.
Right, Petty Murphy. I mean, I'm with that too, because sometimes, you know, she right. It's like you both said, it's, you're just like, okay, I don't care that much. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you can't say that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And you know, sometimes it depends. It depends on, like I said, who you're arguing with. Like, it's some people in your life, you know, they're just going to come out with some ignorant shit out their mouth. So as soon as they start talking, you're like, okay.
It's not worth the time.
But exactly.
Let's get into this week's question.
All right. So what you got?
So I don't know if you guys have been seeing the commercials for it, but they have I think it's going to be, I don't know if it's in the movie theaters or if it's made for TV, but they have a movie based on the whole Unabomber situation. And I'm wondering, it just got me to thinking, how long is it going to be, or when is it going to be okay to do the 9/11 movie?
You sure they haven't had movies already?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, I thought they...
They've had a full feature movie, not a document,
not a documentary. They've had
a full-fledged 9/11 movie?
I think they have.
Yep. I'm sure they have. You know, I'm a movie dude. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember the name of them, though.
Yeah, I don't recall there being a 9/11 movie.
Okay. Well, I remember because the firemen and all that kind of stuff from 9/11, they did a movie. And I think Mark Wahlberg or somebody like that. It's been a few.
That's the Boston That was the Boston joint.
Dog, it's been some movies.
But the Mark Wahlberg is the Boston. It's the Boston joint. The Boston Marathon. But I mean, I do believe you because
It's been some 9/11 movies.
I do believe you too.
But I don't remember. I don't remember names either.
Remember
the name of them and stuff like that. But,
so I mean, so are you pretty much asking like, is it like too soon? You know.
Yeah, I mean, is it too soon? Is it? At what point will that be?
I think it depends on how you do it. If you do it tastefully, I think then it's, you know, it's fine. Like where it's kind of like a, you know, kind of like an homage to people.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think it's okay.
Right, right. And not only that, I think it's been like some rappers and stuff that said stuff about 9/11 and when they did it. You know, the media was like, oh, he said this about 9/11. You know, it was a tragedy and all that bullshit. But, yeah, but hey, it's what it is. You know, but I know there's been movies about 9/11. I just can't remember.
And see, but there's nothing that has been full feature. They're like,
it's never going to be a blockbuster.
Right. There was the United 93 that was about the plane situation.
Right. It's never going to be like a... you know, a DC Comics right. kind of, you know, explosion-y kind of movie, you know, big
right.
budget.
And that's what I'm talking about. When
well, I don't want
to
say
are we ever
going
to get to a point or are we ever going to get that numb to where, I mean, they're, like I said, they're doing a whole movie on the whole Unabomber thing, you know.
But are they doing like a big blockbuster movie or is it going to be like
I don't know if it's going to, I can't remember if it's a TV situation or.
Yeah, if it's probably either made for TV or it's going to be something like that's going to be in like two theaters. You know what I'm saying? It's never going to be like a big thing because people don't want to see that shit.
Right.
You know, so it's like, I'm not saying you don't want to be reminded because you should never forget, you know, as they say, because, you know, we lost a lot of people.
Right. Other than United 93, there hasn't been a full feature movie dealing with. There's been documentaries and there's been B film sort of.
Right, and I think that's how that Unabomber one is going to be. I don't think, like I said, I don't think there's ever going to be a big, because remember even the Boston Marathon movie with Mark, it didn't do very well, and it was like supposed to be like a big movie.
Right.
It didn't do very well.
Right. I don't think people are prepared to sit back and eat popcorn and watch mm-mm. something like that.
You go to the movies, you want to see some like random killing kind of fantasy bullshit. You don't want to see like real life, like my cousin was there and died that day. Like you don't want to see that shit, you know,
right.
whether it's on a, you know, Lifetime or whatever, you know, little baby movie theater up the street and around the corner versus a AMC. You don't want to see that.
Right. And you know what? I remember when it happened, when the 9/11 happened, it was a reporter, I think her name was Taylor Thomas or something, on 93 or something, one of them stations. She was reporting what was happening at the time. And she was crying. I mean, she started off strong, you know. She was like, there's been this, you know, this explosion and whatever. The plane crashed into the Pentagon. And then I don't know whether she had relatives or whatever that worked at the Pentagon or whatever at the time. But, you know, you could just tell she started off as a reporter, but she finished as a family member of somebody that might have died or
well I mean I, yeah I
yeah.
mean because
you
she,
know and
it's human being like you right. you feel like a human being like I didn't have anybody that like you know that I know of that perished in the towers or even in the Pentagon, but it was still like, you know, at that all at the end of the day, as they say, right. we're all Americans, yeah. you know, and you felt like shit, this is mm-hmm. really close to home. And we're not used to stuff like that. I mean,
exactly.
as B
oh,
was
no
saying,
doubt.
You know, talking about the whole Unabomber thing and even like the Oklahoma City bombing, you know, even a lot of the stuff that's going on, you know, these days, the homegrown terrorist, you know, it's like it's real, but it's not real. You know what I mean? Unless you know somebody
right.
that passed.
Unless
but,
it hits you.
Right.
Somebody
I mean, but you. Like, but the 9/11, you know, it didn't matter if you knew anybody. It still was like. It was real.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably the emotion she was feeling. Because,
right.
you know, Yeah. Yeah.
No doubt.
Aww.
Listeners, where you at? Are y'all ready?
It's getting real out there, y'all.
Y'all ready for Ben Affleck or Tom Cruise and
one of them gonna come out?
9/11.
Probably not Tom Cruise.
The movie.
His movies. He need to just go sit down.
What's the dude named Michael something? The big fat white dude.
Moore?
Michael Moore. He did a documentary.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. There's stuff that's been out there. I mean, it hasn't been like huge, like. You know, poor Tom
Cruise
like Brian
said, you know, who really wants to see that?
Yeah.
Because all you're going to see is...
You don't want to see that shit.
And you got to figure, I mean, there's one main documentary that's been sort of played and is played every year. And the graphic details that are in that documentary, I don't want to see a director put that to...
Right.
To film.
And our bad, we should have said trigger. Trigger warning.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay.
Because, I mean.
You know, I mean, like, I remember in the documentary, there was one scene where this one gentleman was talking about, you know, he was kind of walking around trying to get his bearings. And all, he just kept hearing, boom, boom, boom. And, you know, he was like, he didn't know it. Bomb's still going on, blah, blah, blah. Only to realize these are people hitting the ground. Hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Trigger warning.
I don't need to see this.
Or hear it.
Absolutely. You know. So, yeah, that's it. Deepsis, where you at? Chime in. You got a lot of homework to do, Deepsis. New Mexico. Okay, can I be real with y'all? Last week, New Mexico fell off the map. I guess they got time to be berating them. I'm sorry, New Mexico, come back.
Probably.
New Mexico hasn't chopped it for 2 weeks.
Probably.
Don't say Trump. You're going to fuck up the whole show.
Right.
New Mexico.
Oops, maybe that's why they dropped off.
Yeah, how about that? You're right.
New Mexico, come back.
That's the case. Fuck you.
New Mexico, if you're in Arizona, send us a message and let us know you made it to Arizona.
Hey, do y'all think Trump is going to last 4 years or are they going to get him out of there before? I'm just asking.
Yes, this question.
I'm running out of care.
Yeah, I don't even know these days.
And you don't even.
They're everybody. No, I mean everybody's trying like really hard, and I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, like the DC, what is it? Attorney General's DC and Maryland, I think it is. They're suing him now. So.
You know, I was listening to Heather B on Sway in the Morning this morning, and. I think she gave the perfect analogy for what's going on with Trump right now. And she said, basically right now what they're doing is putting a beautiful naked lady in your front yard while they're running in the back door robbing you.
Ah,
wow. It's a fucking diversion tactic right now. There's so much shit out there that we're forgetting what points are important. And, you know, it's like, what the fuck, you know? Okay. So anyway... Y'all know what that music means. It's time to get the fuck out of here. Yeah, Queen!
Gotta go.
Oh, hey, me. Let's see. Two fingers to my homie PJ. Hope you had fun on Friday. I know y'all kept partying throughout the weekend.
PGZ.
I haven't heard from you yet, so I'm assuming everything is great. And, one finger. I thought I had one for something. I can't remember what it was. I don't know what the one finger was that I had in mind, but I'll just do another two fingers to my friend for doing for cooking out on Sunday and letting us come use your pool.
Doctor,
hey, let me see. One finger, Donald Trump. Motherfucker, I could do one finger to him forever, you know.
You got maybe 4 years,
you know, and two fingers to his family for sticking by his side, you know, just having a dumbass father-in-law, brother, father. That's you know.
Come back, New Mexico. Come back.
Hell no. Damn. And the Republicans, you motherfuckers that sticking by his side and making excuses for every dumb thing that he does. Man, whether y'all know it or not, y'all just as dumb as he is. Let me see. Two fingers.
So you want six?
Six two fingers?
You what? I did.
That was your third. Yeah, two fingers.
I say one finger. I didn't say two.
No, you said two.
I said two one fingers.
No, you said two fingers so far.
Mm-hmm. I said one finger to Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. One finger.
And then
to
you said two fingers, then two fingers.
Because you said to his family, for, I guess, for dealing with them.
Oh, right, right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, two fingers for the Republicans. If you're going to stand
then,
behind
but you said, and then two fingers for the Republicans, which is weird, but okay.
Okay, my bad. I meant to say one.
One finger, okay.
One finger.
So it's
okay.
One, two, one? Four fingers?
Yeah. That's what it is.
All
there
right.
You, there you go.
Very well.
All there right. Shout out for extra fingers.
All right.
Y'all know what the fuck I meant. I got carried away. I'm sorry. Five to the people.
Two fingers for shit pop, 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 pop off.
Oh.
One finger for people knowing that shit's pop, 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 pop popping off. And they trying to stop shit from popping off.
Okay. Was this the show you were supposed to tell us about that? Or we said we'll be back in 2 and 2?
How about that?
2 and 2.
All right, then.
2 months and 2 weeks.
Is that when somebody's going to be out of jail?
Who can not?
That's hopefully when shit pop off.
A lot of popping.
All right.
I gotta get my 50 cent off.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
Hey,
I'm glad you said that. Pow, do right come back on July 25th. Pow, baby. All the Pow fans out there.
Deepsis, thank you for once again tuning in. All you new listeners, if you want your Deepsis status, it's real easy. Send in some feedback, and you'll be an official Deepster. I know you guys like listen to us. Call you deepsters, and all of you feel your deepsters.
I'm scared, man.
But you're really not on deepsters. It's the ones that send feedback, our official teacher. But Queen is trying to overrule me on that and say all of you should be deepsters. So we're battling with that. But it's okay.
Last word.
If you're scared, say you're scared. Get a dog. Go to
church.
What's
the last word?
We got to get out of here, man. They're going to be jumping ball in 10 minutes, and I got to find a bar to get to that's a little bit better than my bar that serves food. So I got to get out of here. Peace to the Bentleys. Shout out New Mexico. 215, stand up. Quantico, stand up.
Where the old Mexico at?
15WA, stand up. Fresh dinner roll, stand up. We got to get out of here. As always, that one right over his head. As always, in part, we like to say,
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Out, damn spot. You better get the fuck on out of my house, nigga. Out, goddamn it. All of you out.
That's what happens when you spend a while on the soundboard and